are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, call 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Literary Arts, presenting civil rights activist DeRay McKesson September 20th at Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, featuring a conversation on culture, social justice, politics, and progress. Tickets and more information available online at literaryarts.org.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed, with the aforementioned information, to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, postmarked by September 22nd. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on Thursday, October 4th. Winner will be notified by telephone, mail, or email after Monday, October 8th. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/fall2018drawing. And thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, September 13th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your locally grown, all organic, free range radio. We don't spray at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM, on the web. That's actually right. We don't poison ourselves. It's odd to see, to witness this, the 2018 spectacle of mainstream media with all the resources at its disposal, constantly poisoning itself. On that topic, we have a couple headlines from Russia on poisonings. A member of Pussy Riot is in a hospital in Moscow, being treated for a suspected poisoning. If I suspected the Russian government and that is Vladimir Putin of poisoning me, the last place I'd want to be in the hospital is the toxicity hospital in Moscow. Think, people, think. One member of Pussy Riot already in April managed to decamp for greener pastures. What does that tell you? Getting out of Russia itself is becoming, for dissidents at any rate, more and more of a challenge. Just ask good old Sergei Magnitsky, who did make it out of Russia the hard way. That said, we have a little bit of weather. We're going to try to reach Nathan Schneider. I just, at the absolute last few minutes before coming on the air, got a press release. Schneider is the author of Everything for Everyone, the radical tradition that is shaping the next economy. And that's brought out by The Nation Books, by the way, in case you're interested. What we hopefully will be able to talk about, and hopefully the thread is that we're going to use today to make the connections between the stories that we have before us, is the idea that it's possible to use capitalism has provided people with a lot of different tools. Like any tool, these instruments can be used in constructive, proactive ways that benefit all of us. You can use the tools of capitalism to benefit everyone, or you can use those same tools to benefit just a few people. Used skillfully and in the right hands, instruments can do a great deal of good, and they can change and morph and evolve alongside society providing alternative pathways into the future. The pathways right now that we are being offered are basically they're death traps, just to say that. Our machines are eating us alive, but that does not necessarily have to be the case. Yeah, we can use these same instruments to benefit everyone. There is a collective movement right now that to use the internet, for example, potentially more beneficial ways that we are currently using it. That said, Nathan Schneider, just a little quote to get things rolling here. Hopefully we'll be able to reach him again. As I said, it's a very short notice, so, you know. The financial crisis that many are remembering, because, of course, this was the collapse of Lehman Brothers. By the way, last night, well, early this morning, 2 in the morning, something like that, the good old BBC had a radio play about the collapse of Lehman Brothers, and the voices were chillingly authentic. This is just being the 10-year anniversary of the Lehman Brothers historic bankruptcy on September 15th. It was a crisis of, wait for it, accountability. In this service of its investor owners, the financial industry was willing to sacrifice millions of people's homes and jobs for profits. In the years since, there's been a revival in another kind of business, showing how it has already shaped our world and could provide a real alternative to Wall Street. Cooperatives are businesses owned by and accountable to their participants. And that's crucial, because the way it's structured today, businesses, companies are accountable to shareholders. So they really don't, as long as the shareholders are happy, everybody's happy, except for the rest of us. And we're profoundly unhappy if we're even aware of what's going on. But the fact is that cooperatives and businesses like that, and there are so many hybrids of cooperatives right now too, and that the whole area is open to creative thinkers at the moment. But building institutions that are owned by people for people and so forth, and are accountable basically to themselves. So you have things that even like small grocery stores too, and then there's huge huge companies like Cabot Creamery and Organic Valley. There's Ace Hardware. There's all kinds of, there's a whole new generation that is evolving right now in response to the frustration of the 99% of us who are standing by and watching the Wall Street parade that is on is on display pretty much every day of the week. Co-op tradition is also a transpartisan consensus, and it's right there. Both Democrats and Republicans have sponsored recent legislation to support credit unions and expand employee ownership. We're in the middle of membership drive, by the way. This would be an excellent time to call and become a member of KBOO. You can call, you can go online, you can keep listening to this, because it's a particular dream of mine to see a KBOO cooperative credit union type of instrument. And though that has absolutely no place in the morning news, I thought I'd get it in before before the end of this show. Give us a call, become a member, because you don't want to miss out on this. This is going to be a very exciting fast ride, and we want everybody all together, because by becoming a member of KBO, you're sharing not just sharing funds, you're sharing of yourself, of your own creativity. You're actually sharing your story, and the more stories that we have woven together, the stronger the fabric of our lives. So we're all stronger because of that. Become a member today and support this type of news programming. Got a couple of headlines for you. The incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill is leading the Republican challenger, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, by a slim margin. So in that state Senate's race, there could be a little bit of excitement. Claire definitely needs our support. And that could be financial. If not, just talk about it. Many times discussing these kind of things, conversations, sharing information, there's a wealth of benefit for all of us that way. Meanwhile, back in the USSA, even though hundreds of children are separated from their families after crossing the border, they've been released, and they all have already been released under court order, and with much brouhaha from this administration, the overall number of detained migrant children has exploded. It's the highest ever on record. It's up in five figures. A significant counter-narrative to Trump's efforts to reduce the number of undocumented, as if he's making exactly zero efforts. So let's just be very clear about that. Population levels at federally contracted shelters, and take a look at those for migrant children, have quietly shot up more than fivefold since last summer. That's straight from the New York Times. Here's the number. You ready for this, everybody? Sit down and get this. Nearly 12,800 as of this month. There were 2,400 such children in custody in May of last year. This huge increase is, which would place the federal shelter system near capacity due not to an influx of children entering the country, but a reduction in the number being released to live with families and other sponsors. The data collected by the Department of Health and Human Services suggests that some of those who work in the migrant shelter network say that the bottleneck is straining both the children and the system. Now think about this. What happens when we've got this storm barreling in, Florence, and there are three other storms that are waiting in the wings, ready to, themselves to come barreling in? There are going to be a lot of displaced people. This is something that the United States of America has never seen before. We're rapidly coming to resemble a number of the countries that Donald Trump himself described in such vivid and disgusting language just recently. We're about to go to pitch. Be glad that you're not part of Pussy Riot right now. Friends and relatives suspect that that Pyotr Veselov has been poisoned. He fell ill after court hearing for Veronika Nikolshina, who is also a Pussy Riot member. And there are accounts of what happened to him. He lost the ability to move, to speak, and sure does look like another one of those neurotoxins. So, that said, pulling us all together, let's think more and more about cooperatives. And the cooperative that we think about right now is membership in KBOO. Out there, we've got friends, other members, listeners, people who are volunteers sitting at the table, ready to take a call from you. Right now.
Thanks, Chris. We've only got 3 minutes to raise $300, so we need people to call in right now at 877-500-5266. Get yourself the KBOO hoodie for your $25 a month contribution. That will hit the goal. So $25 a month from you gets $300 for KBOO and really, really pushes us over the top for this program. Please give us a call right now. Show your support for Air Cascadia and for this type of hard-hitting daily analysis and programming that you get on KBOO. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. Very easy. Just takes a couple of minutes of your time to set up.
And Jenka, we have to take this moment and thank Chris Andre. For years, she's been coming in here from Troutdale in the morning to keep us apprised of what's going on in the world. Gets great phone guests on here and just amazing network of connections. And it's all made possible because our membership support. So pick up this phone, 877-500-5266. Give a call now and show your support for Chris Andre and Air Cascadia. You can do it online as well at kboo.fm and click on that donate button. And we've now got the total in from Teresa's Press Watch show. And I think her fans came through. They appreciate the work she's done. We have Martin from Corvallis called to increase his monthly contribution because he loves Teresa and Press Watch. And Lisa